Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris. And we just want to encourage each and every one of you today to just be a part of what God's doing in the body of Christ and how He's doing it in us, how He's doing it through us, and how His blessings just flow to us. And we're going to talk about today your qualifications to receive God's blessing. And so many times we've been taught, you know, you sow and you reap and you sow and you reap and you give and then God will give back. And I'm all in for that. But the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 2, all these blessings shall come upon you and shall overtake you. You know, God loves to bless you. He has even declared the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. That means that you can't run fast enough to escape them. When you turn one corner, there's a blessing waiting for you. When you turn another corner, it'll smash you with another blessing. You know, we say, well, Pastor, I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that kind of blessing in my life. Well, maybe you may think that you don't qualify for God's blessing because of the preceding verse that says that these blessings shall come upon you if you diligently obey God's voice and keep all His commandments. You know that no matter how hard you try, you just can't keep all of God's commandments. That's why we have grace. In fact, the Bible says that if you fail to keep just one commandment, then you fail to keep them all in James chapter 2, verse 10. So actually, my friend, what qualifies? I have good news for you today. Jesus is the one who qualifies for us for every single blessing because He has kept all God's commandments. When He died for us on the cross, He not only fulfilled all God's commandments, He also redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3 and 13. Note also that He did not redeem us from the blessings of the law, so the blessings shall still be ours today. See, God wants to bless you, not really based on what you do right, not really based on how you operate, but because He is the one that is the qualifier. The only time you have to be concerned about whether God is happy with you or not is when He's no longer happy with Jesus. Remember this, if He's accepted Jesus, He's accepted you. You know, if you read the list of blessings in Deuteronomy 28, and I know everybody's read those and quoted those, it starts with blessed shall y'all be in the city, in the country, the fruit of your body, your basket, when you come in, when you go out, all those things are talking about. But I believe that Jesus is saying to you, like the blessings, then take them by faith. In other words, He wants you to receive what God's already provided for you. You may say, but I don't deserve them. Yes, you don't deserve them, but you still get them because of Jesus. That's God's marvelous grace. The law says you must deserve the blessing, but the law is no longer here. Grace is here. So take the blessing by grace through faith. Believe God for the blessing. You know, today, it's no longer a question of how much or how well you have kept God's commandments. It's the question of how much you believe God for His blessing through His Son, Jesus Christ. All the promises of God in Jesus are yes and amen because you're in Christ. You can say amen to His blessing. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. So we see that the blessings of God flow into our life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now what I want you to understand a minute that all the blessings, all the qualifications, all the favor, and all the abundance of God's blessings comes to you by faith through Jesus Christ. Now grace is a wonderful thing and grace has provided everything that you're going to need in your life, but it takes the faith of Jesus, your faith, because the Bible says in Romans 12 and 3, we have the measure of faith. So if you take your faith and apply it to His grace, it manifests everything that His grace has provided for us. You know, Jesus is the one who qualifies us for every single blessing because He's the only one that kept all God's commandments, and you're in Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 says, if you be dead, your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now that's a remarkable statement, a remarkable favor and blessings of God being piled upon your life. All you have to do is be willing to receive. See, but we sit down and we say, well, you know, I think God might have made me sick, or God might be making me poor, or God might be sending all these bills to keep me humble, or try to keep me in line, or He wants to speak to me, or maybe I've made some bad financial decisions, or maybe I haven't given where I should have gave. You know, when you're talking about sowing and reaping in the Bible, every scripture that is talking about sowing and reaping in the New Testament deals with finances. So, how many of you know that there's more scriptures in the Bible on finances than they are love? There's more scriptures on finances than they are getting saved. So it's amazing what God was trying to tell us and what God's trying to the bless us. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 3 that God sent His Son Jesus to bless us. That word bless means to empower us to prosper, empower us to succeed. You know, God wants you to be blessed. His third John says, "My beloved brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So as the soul of a man begins to prosper, that's talking about the mind, the will, and emotions. As you begin to change the way you think, you can change everything around you. I want you to understand that Jesus is the qualifier for all the blessings that flow into your life. You're not the one that qualifies. You're not under the law, but you're under God's marvelous, marvelous grace. What a wonderful thing to know today, that as long as God is happy with Jesus, He's happy with you. As long as He's accepted Jesus, He's accepted you. That's the favor and the abundance of God's tremendous beauty of grace.